USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate is in session today, and there will be testifying before the Appropriations Subcommittees. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf will be there about 10 o'clock Eastern. And Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg will be there about 10:30 in the morning Eastern. Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker serving a long prison sentence in America. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
But he's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning, right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. But then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They've had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Looks like some people were working both sides of the fence, leading to America's opioid crisis.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company faced the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky, James Comer, says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Seeing how sanctions were a complete failure in stopping Russia from invading Ukraine, the topic has now gone to nuclear weapons and war crimes. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air is reporting why sanctions failed. Russia received about $66 billion in fossil fuel sales in the 2 months since the forces invaded Ukraine. The biggest buyers? European Union, Germany, Italy, and China. With the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk this week, the deal won't close for a few more months, but that hasn't stopped the people that realize Twitter can be manipulated to shun a segment of society from claiming they'll be shunned when Elon takes over. Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News weighs in.
They're also not normal Americans. They believe, for example, that kids should be able to change their gender at recess. They believe that cops are more of a problem than criminals. They believe that government employees and Florida have a constitutional right to talk to five-year-olds about sexuality. Now, again, that's all okay. This is American. You can believe what you want. But they can't and shouldn't censor those on Twitter who disagree with them. Mr. Musk has bought it, and here's what I think he should do. I think he should call in all the woke Twitter executives and say, folks, we're going to start respecting free speech. I promise you at least one will say, Mr. Musk, we can't do that, and I won't do that. That's the one Mr. Musk should fire.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.